welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 93, Caffeinated. You know, sometimes you just have to pull a title out of your ass, and this is one of those days. Anyway, this podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes, well, these things need context. So if you know me, you're welcome here, but you also don't need to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I am not going to try to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, hello. I don't know how you found me, but hello. You're also welcome here, but you might be missing the context that people who know me have, but go ahead. If you're just joining now, this is your first update you're listening to. You might want to check out updates 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years, right up to the beginning of this past year, 2024. So yeah, I'll be doing a full year update after New Year's this year. So somewhere around episode 104. And so you might just want to wait for that. So don't binge this whole thing. There's too many things. There's too much repetition. It's not designed to be listened to that way. So don't binge it. I'm still a week behind in these updates and I'm bringing this one out late. I'm recording this on Monday. Should have been recorded this past Friday. Hopefully I will catch up at the end of this week so I'm not 2 weeks behind going rolling into December. All right. But here are the updates for this week. YTG. I've talked about this before, but I've decided there's going to be a membership fee for the ensemble to help cover costs. And that'll be anytime anyone actually joins the ensemble to perform or to design or to play a major part. Obviously, there are going to be waivers for people who come from, say, like Southeast Asia or something like that, or like have other financial limitations. But for the most part, what I've been noticing is most of the people who are coming either have got means or they qualify for grants and stuff like that. And part of the grants could cover the thing. And as I mentioned last time, I'll get to that in a second. But this just means that YTG, we're going to pre-fund all the shows now through the people who are working on them, because the problem is that I have to pre-fund them. And then when the shows don't, they usually break even, but I'm out that money until they do break even. And when they don't break even, like this past summer, then it comes out of my pocket because YTG doesn't have a war chest. So I'm still working this out, but I'm thinking 100,000 yen for ensemble membership, which is around 900 something Canadian right now. I think it's around 750, 800 American. It sounds like a lot, but the members will actually, part of this they'll be given a website or a web page that will allow them to fundraise that money back by and use tickets to do that. So I don't know if it'll be their choice or not, but it could be their choice between straight up ticket sales, and they can set the price. So they can say, oh, I'll sell 50 tickets at this price, or I'll sell 40 tickets at this higher price. They can set that up themselves and they won't be in competition with the main site. I will make sure that the main tickets on the website are actually more expensive. And then because most of the people who come in are people who are coming in via someone. And so everyone who's selling can sort of set their price. And those will all be separate and nobody will see them except for the people they're showing them to. So that's how that'll be done. That's what I'm thinking. Or they can set it up like it's a straight up crowdfunding page. In any case, it'll be hooked up directly to their own, whatever they're using, Stripe or whatever, PayPal or whatever. And so they'll get that money directly. It'll never touch YTG's coffers. So it's not going to be like, I'll get the money and then I have to redistribute it. No, like they will pay like sort of the membership to be part of the ensemble. And then they will get this website and they make more than 100,000 yen. They keep that. That's fine. They can make money on this. I don't care. But I just need to know that this is paid for. This is me sort of sitting down and saying, look, I need to know that the show is paid for. I need to know that eventually I will get paid. But at the moment, any surplus will go to paying back the 1.5 million yen or so, that 1.7 million yen that YTG owes me. So from the last decade and a half of me funding shows and funding the company, and the company turning an operating loss. Anyway, there's a whole history to that that I don't want to necessarily get into here But suffice it to say, I'm not going to accuse the one of the former board members of stealing money, but I think there was some mismanagement of funds because, you know, my back of the napkin calculations when I took over and incorporated YTG as a nonprofit showed that there should have been half a million yen or so in the bank account, and there was actually zero. So I'd been operating thinking that there was that money there and it wasn't. And so that's part of the reason I didn't get paid back at the beginning. And that sort of that debt has kind of ballooned. That was supposed to be the war chest. And then the war chest after that was always me. Anyway, other updates. I was planning to attend YPAM this year. So the Yokohama Performing Arts Meeting. I used to always go when it was called TPAM back up to 2021. It was in February. Obviously, in 2021, it was online because of the pandemic. But last time I went was 2020. And I used to go every year. February is a really good time. I'm not super busy. I'm not teaching in February. And I could go. Now, the thing is spread out over like 2.5 weeks. And it's pricey. I missed the early bird thing because I'm a jerk. I'm an idiot. And the thing is, it's like the week where everything's happening, I teach on the Tuesday. I have a job on, I think, the Thursday. The Wednesday that week. So I'm like missing so much stuff. I'm just wondering whether it's worth it. So I'm still debating whether I should do that. And I don't have evenings. So my son has to be picked up in the evening. So I don't know if it's worth it just going for the afternoons. We'll see. Nerd Night updates. No real updates. Next show is December 13th, which is also my birthday. So join online and say hi. Tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. It'll be a fun show. I'll update more about that next week's or at the end of the week when I record. Photography updates. Yamanashi Day 4 is up on the website. So actually, last week when you got the, I think last week when you got the message that had, if you're on the mailing list, if you got the message that had last week's update in it, you also received that. If not, it was an extra email in between. I don't remember. And other photography stuff. I'm still working on the corporate shoot. I have billed them. They have given me the deliverables list again. And I'm still delivering. Excuse me a second. No, I'm not going to sneeze. I'm not going to sneeze. So this week, so annoying. So I got the list of things to do. And so I think, as I mentioned last time, they want just really basic. They want the person I'm dealing with, who's not, by the way, a photographer. She's kind of, as far as I can tell, sort of like an HR person. And she's saying like the shots have to be, the subject has to be facing directly at the camera. The camera has to be at eye level. None of these things were told to me, of course, before I went and shot this or on the day of the shoot. I've mentioned this before, so I won't go on. But she sent me this whole list of things. And so she said, okay, send 3 photos per person. We'll choose. We'll get back to you. And then you'll deliver. And then for the CEO photos, which were the separate little mini shoot I did with him, like sitting at a desk, standing in the hallway, looking cool. And she asked for like 4 possible photos for that. And then mentioned, I'm getting this through a third person, right? And she said, the instruction was corporate appropriate photos. And I'm like, what does that mean? And so I ask, and the guy comes back and he says, well, she means that the person is looking straight into the camera and the camera is at eye level. And I'm like, but the CEO photos weren't that. She was there when we shot them. I was shooting high. I was shooting low because I'm trying to fit him in. We've got like, we're shooting in this hallway, but there's crap in the background. I'm trying to, you know, crop the crap out. And I'm just like, what the hell? And also this whole corporate appropriate, which is this term that this person has fucking invented that means this thing, this really specific thing that she thinks is like some kind of industry standard, but there's no such fucking thing. Like to me, corporate appropriate means, okay, don't photograph someone with their junk hanging out, right? Don't put like a glamour filter on them to make their lips all red. And, don't shoot down their shirt like that. That would be corporate inappropriate. So this idea that a shot that is supposed to designed to be flattering is not corporate appropriate, or something that fits somebody's personality is not corporate appropriate, is fucking bananas and pajamas. Anyway, so that was, yeah. However, I have prepared some corporate inappropriate photos for you. If you are on the mailing list, you will get them at 9 o'clock PM tonight, Japanese time, 2100. So half an hour after the regular mailing list comes out, you will receive the corporate inappropriate photos that I took. So basically, these are the ones that I took that while I was going through and doing their stuff, I was like, oh, I like this, I like that. So their stuff I would never give to them because they're not what they want in corporate photography. Even before this whole thing, like these are not ones I was going to deliver, but these are ones that I feel like really show personality, or they kind of excited me on an artistic level. So you can check those out. All right, moving on. No updates for the yesterday project. No updates for the sustainability project. Well, there is. I'm going to rewrite that. I'm thinking about doing it in the sense of, because I feel like I think maybe what I want to say is to you guys is that I want to work for you. So maybe I'm going to think about writing it as like a cover letter or an interview response. And explain why I want to do that. I'm thinking about that. So that's still happening. So anyway, I talked to my friend Erin last week. She had really good, productive things to say to me. And one of the things is that I got to go through and sort of piecemeal together what I need to make in a year and sort of how I'm going to do that, figure out how I'm going to do that. And I think I mentioned this last week, but I'm looking into a project management course because I feel those skills are transferable from theater. So I'm just going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing that course once I get the money together to pay for it and get a certification and start doing that, because it's something I can do part-time and it should pay. I think it pays reasonably well. It looks like, from my searching, you can be entry-level and get paid okay. And it's the kind of thing you can do freelance or part-time. So yeah. Right. So that's it. That's my update for this week. Hope everybody is doing great, and I hope I will talk to you soon in person. Why don't you guys reach out to me? I always love to chat. This update thing is a great way of sort of efficiently getting the update out to as many people who can stand to listen to me. But I do appreciate one-on-one communication, so feel free to reach out. All right, have a great couple days before I record the next one of these. Andrew out.